Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God. I thank Him for all the wonderful benefits He's so graciously blessed us with. And I believe in taking nothing for granted. When the Lord speaks, He's speaking because it's important to speak. The way I know the Lord, He doesn't waste words, and neither does He waste opportunities. If there's an opportunity to be a blessing, He utilizes it. Because He cares about people. And we all need to remember how good He is towards us. There are so many distractions against mankind that I don't make a big deal out of small things that people do, even the annoying things that people look to. What's important is a man's heart, his soul. That's all he's got. And the Lord has generously supplied us with salvation and great benefits that we never will use in this life. We have greatness. We have things that we don't even begin to believe we can use. The things that we can do, they're so great. In heaven, we're going to see how easy it really is to receive the sufficient grace of God. I remember when I first learned about authority. And Chris Lucas told me that, you have authority over Satan. And I just received the word that he said. It wasn't hard to imagine. I was glad that God had given us authority. I just didn't know that how great that authority really is at that time. I didn't understand. I didn't know it. I didn't know I could just tell. I didn't know I could run the devil out of town at my will. I didn't know if I saw a gunfight, I could tell Satan he couldn't kill anybody or hurt anybody. That was beyond my imagination. I looked at it more personally. If the enemy did something to me, I'd tell him to stop. And I was satisfied if he'd just leave me alone. But I didn't know that when I heard the guns blaring, when I heard the gunfire, I could say, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And every time I did that, nobody died. Nobody died when I took authority over the enemy. And the way that I learned those things, it was amazing. I listened to some tapes by Kenneth Hagin. That's why I say when we measure the word of the Lord, the way we measure it is measured to us. And cold religion don't measure God's word at all. Cold religion is just a bunch of excuses preached to soothe people into not expecting much. But when you're on fire for the Lord, when you love Him and you see, being on fire for God doesn't mean that you got to be a show-off loudmouth for the Lord. It doesn't mean you have to do a great gigantic work that everybody can see and notice and look to. All it means is you love God and you take Him at His word. In the church at Laodicea, the Lord didn't say, He said, you have a reputation of doing great works and having riches and all these wonderful things. But their love got cold. That was the problem. Their love was low. They were lukewarm. They were neither hot or cold. Then the Lord wished they either loved them or hated them. See, love is being on fire for God, the way you love people. It's not being the person that has the most knowledge and the most success. It's being in love with God and loving people That's the hot life. Now, from there, you can go on and do greater things that people make a big deal out of. But if the love is gone, it's all worthless. If everybody in the world listened to you and gave you their attention and trusted what you said, if there's no love of God in it, it's worthless. Because it's not by power, nor it's not by strength, nor by power, but by my spirit. And the Holy Spirit always, 100% of the time, he moves where there's love. Unfeigned love. He teaches where there's love. The Lord can train people that appreciate his knowledge. The word of God, the spoken word of God that we call Rhema, that's the knowledge of love. So without love, nothing really works, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In chapter 14, they had a tongue-talking competition and a prophecy competition. And Paul had to set order. And before we get to chapter 14, we get to chapter 13. He taught them about love first, and then he set order in the church, because he can't set order in the church without love. A lot of times people they're looking at something I can do to make God happy. Just walk in love with your people. Love people and love God and you'll be fine. And then the Holy Spirit will give you something to do. And if you got a lot of love in you, you'll make sure it happens. You can't even fight right without love. And I talk about all these wonderful things that I did. I found out that I can run Satan out of my neighborhood. And you can run, it's easy to run him out of town. If you love God, if you can submit your life to God, then when you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. It's not a big deal. Those things amazed me at the time. And sometimes when I think about what happened, I still get amazed at it. But none of it would have worked right without the love of God. I was safe. I was never in harm's way. Most of the time that I saw the gunfights, I was across the street. I was in the house. When I hear the argument escalate, I was at a distance. I was already behind wood. But I cared about the people out there nearby and the little children that was outside playing. And the love of God in me didn't want to see nobody die over some foolishness. Not even the drug dealers. So I would always say, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And I learned to measure the word. See, listening to Kenneth Hagin, he was already someone I trusted in ministry. I used to listen to him on the radio all the time, every chance I got. But Mr. Caesar also let me borrow his tapes about authority at a time that I really needed to hear it. And when I heard it, I was blessed. And I measured God's word in a greater way. And I listened to the whole series, and then I started over and listened to it again. And I started over and listened to it again. And it was in that season that the gunfight started. A man named Steve and a man named Marvin got into it. They were playing cards and they started shooting. They went and got their guns and it got out of hand, but nobody got killed. Right there in the Woodlawn, Kingston area, where I live. The house is still there. My house was. The other house is burnt up. But anyway, back then I was amazed at what happened. And then many years after that, the same thing. If a gunfight started, I'd rebuke it. I even got used to it. You know, if I hear a fussing and fighting, I wake up and I already knew what to do. Then I go right on back to sleep. I'd look out the window and as soon as you rebuke the enemy, it'll de-escalate. It's like turning fire off of a hot pot. The pot's still hot and boiling, but it quits. You know, once the fire's gone, it'll go back to room temperature, just like people. Why? Good training helped me understand this. When the Lord told me, he said, when you stop Satan, men are not that hard to deal with. Because men are made in God's image. You have to stop the one who's inciting the violence, and that's Satan, the enabler. He's the one who starts the problem and the process of evil. And usually when he does, he's trying to kill some innocent person that has nothing to do with the argument. So it's important not to ever let your love get cold. The Lord loves us. His love don't change. You know, it's not about pride and prestige. Sometimes people they want to do something. They want to seem like they really got it going on. They want to do something. It's not what you do, it's how you love. And whatever you do based on the love, that's what's going to be important. That's what you'll be rewarded for. You can do great works without love. It's the motive behind it. And the Lord our God is looking for sincerity. That's why people who are actively praying for people and being a blessing to people because they love them, those are the kind of people that the Lord want to take with him in the rapture. He's not going to take any lukewarm folks up there. People that misrepresent him. People that treat people any kind of way and don't walk in love. And he's coming back for people who walk in love. People who do something because they love people. I'm going to show you something else too. Sometimes the people that love you the most, they may not act like you expect. They may... You know, God is looking at the heart. He knows who loves you, and he knows, you know, you can't fake love. That's just the way it is. But the kind of people that the Lord's going to take off the earth, they love people. And if you love people, you may not realize it, but you love God too. Because it's impossible to separate the two. What you do towards other people, you do towards God. The least of these. And most people think, well, if I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do this and I don't do that, I don't wear this and I won't wear that. Big deal. It's the love of God in you that attracts the Holy Spirit. It's not what you do. It's not the rules you keep. It's the love of God in you. It's the love of Jesus in you. That's what makes the difference. In other words, when love is in place, many other things are in place. Jesus said, like I always quote, when your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. When your eye be single, you're looking at the Lord. You're learning more about his love. You're attracted to the love of God. You desire to walk in his ways. You appreciate his love. You learn what love is. And you duplicate it. You know, it's all about love. Now, some people, they look at the power of God and they seek to walk in power. Only problem is, it only lasts when things stop seeming to be powerful. When things don't seem powerful anymore, they get discouraged. They look at other things. You know, those things make you look good. The love of God doesn't always make you look good. The love of God can cause you to seem like a fool to some. It can cause you to, you know, Jesus washed his disciples' feet to give them an example. That was not what they were used to. They were used to seeing they saw Jesus win. They saw him heal the sick, and bless the people. But they also, they asked him to call fire down from heaven and burn up people. He said, you don't know what spirit you are. Now, this was a different time, of course. But the same people saw the greater miracles of God. They heard him say that no man will eat fruit from you again, talking to the tree. And they come back through and they saw the tree dried up from the roots. And then he gave them a teaching on faith. Faith works. We can do great things. You know, we can do whatever Jesus did, from raising the dead to walking on water. Wonderful. But also, I say, big deal. The love of God is what makes everything work. The last broadcast, we talked about how the Lord can take a person like you and me and do a great and mighty work that needs to be done before his return. This broadcast, we're dealing with why it's going to work. If you have the love of God in you, then the Holy Spirit has something to work with. He will be attracted to your heart full of love. And he'll tell you what to do. And I know anybody that'll listen to these broadcasts, they're listening to a man teach God's word at his order. And these broadcasts are a blessing. There's no fanfare. Nobody's going to give you a gold star. But the things that God put in my heart to share with his people are the necessary things needed for them to do a finished work. Nobody sees your diligence. Nobody sees how much time you spend praying and reading the word. But the Lord does. And he's going to see, God doesn't require dedication for him to love you. He's going to love you regardless. But your victory does require, and success requires, dedication. If you love God, whatever you do, he'll show you what to do. And it may be so simple, you may scratch your head. Why would he want me to do something like this? This is easy. Well, that's what he needs at the time. Even if it seems easy and small and insignificant, nobody's going to give you a gold star. That's what'll work. You may not even see the landslide revival that follows your actions, but it will. Remember, if every evil work follows something like as small as envy and strife, if every evil work, which the word say, follows envy and strife, if you don't want all those problems, the storm that's coming, just don't get into envy and strife. Easy. All right, let's turn it around. What follows love and faithfulness? What follows the love of God? A word spoken at the right time. A little old lady from Pasadena can do that. You don't have to lift 90 pounds. If you speak a fitting word at the right time, it can make the difference. It can start a revival. I met a lady like that. She was full of love. You could see the love of God. She was just glowing in it. Now, not literally, but I could see her across the parking lot when I worked at Food Giant. When I worked at that grocery store, when I saw her coming after I had met her, I wanted to hear what she had to say. And whenever she would speak, I would be blessed and I would be edified. And I would learn something about my God who I was attempting to get to know. And she taught me some things. She told me about some conversations that she had. In many other broadcasts, you hear me say all the time, the people that learn the most from the Lord are those who walk in love. This lady walked in love. She didn't lift 90 pounds. I did her groceries. She didn't do a great strenuous work. She spoke words to me that nobody else could speak, because she heard what God had to say, because she loved man and she loved God and she had a relationship. And the Lord told me things that made my life better and better and better and better and better. I had a doctor's appointment today. A long time ago, I learned to walk in peace and in love. And they always get excited about my wonderful blood pressure. And I don't know anything about blood pressure. Whatever the numbers mean, they always get excited about it. 108 over 70. I said, is that good? That's excellent. And I told my wife about it. The doctor said, there's nothing, you know. He said, I'm not used to seeing people that don't have problems and not on medication. I'm not on medication. The only thing I take is Claritin sometimes and vitamins. He even said my cholesterol was good. But what, those are the kind of blessings that follow people when they walk in love. Good results. A lot of good things happen when you daily walk in the love of God. The love of God motivates you. Love is a motivator, and so is anger. And I use both of them to stay motivated. I love God, and I'm angry at Satan, and I don't want to see him put his nasty feet on anybody's neck. He deceived people into blowing themselves up with that phony religion to get people off track. Well, you might be offending the Muslims. I'm not offended at Muslims. I'm offended at his deception against humanity. He started not only Muslims, but every religion beside trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All of them are deception from Satan. All of them. And all their leaders they look up to. Those people wish they could come back and tell the truth again. They wish they could have one day where they could tell the truth. Wouldn't nobody believe them. They'd already done the damage now, and they can't come out of hell. I don't want to see not one soul die and go to hell because I love them. I love all the Muslims, all of them, the Hindus, everybody, the Indians that worship their ancestors and whatever they worship. I love people. But they don't have to live off track. Now, I don't know how to win everybody. But I can operate under the influence of the Holy Spirit and win many. And then sometimes the people that God used me to minister to can speak the language of those who are in forms of deception, and they'll come out of danger. I'm about people getting out of danger. I don't care if they like me or not. I love them anyway. My goal is to get them saved any which way I can in the Holy Ghost. Remember, it's all about love. It's not what we do. It's not what we don't do. But the life of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. A relationship with the Lord. The Lord will make the difference. I just want to make a difference. And I don't strain myself because I know that won't work. I can't go out there and do this great work and that great work. If God didn't start it, it won't work anyway. But the thing that will work is obedience to the love of God. That always works. And that's where we need to be. I want to be like Mom Powell was. I want to be somebody's Mom Powell. You know, that was a lifetime ago, and I still remember her name. And I met a lot of wonderful people along the way, but I remember her and never will forget. I never really got her first name. Everybody called her Mom Powell. And she was an elderly lady back in the 80s, and I thank God for her. Now, I met a lot of people like her. I met and preachers that are like her. But one thing she knew about a relationship with the Lord. And she didn't know everything. She may not have known all the facts of Revelation and everything, but she had a living relationship with the Lord, a thriving relationship with the Lord. And anybody could see it all the way across the parking lot. Now, everybody who walks in love, they attract the Holy Spirit. People who create peace, the peace of God, not politician peace, but the peace of God. People who honor others, those that will help you when you need them to. I don't believe in helping people that can help themselves. In other words, doing that work for them. I believe in helping people that need my help. And I'll help anybody if they need me to. Now, there's no need, no reason to worry about making sure Bill Gates buys something to eat. You know, he has a multiplied amount of money compared to mine. But somebody who has nothing, when I see the Life Today, James Robinson, trying to get Christian people to send money for shoes for little children and to dig wells for people that have no hope. That's the kind of people I want to help. I'll go out of my way to help them because I love them and others. It's all about love. It's not about pride and prestige, what kind of car you drive. When the rapture happens, these cars and vehicles and houses we pour our hearts into, they're going to be here for somebody else to drive off in. I can't take a Cadillac to heaven with me. I can't take a Charger and a Mustang and a pickup truck to heaven with me. But I can take you. I can speak God's word and other people will live. And I want to get them saved. And the way we do it is to love them. The word of God is sown in peace of them that make peace. The wisdom of God. Now the Lord gave me this assignment. In Revelation, we talked about the seven spirits of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And this, he's manifesting himself seven ways. Now we're going to start at chapter 1. And the next few broadcasts, we'll get down to that point. As we're going to do this as the Lord leads. Just like any other broadcast, we'll go in and out of this teaching according to how he guides me to do it. But he put something on my heart yesterday, and we'll do it. All right. The revelation of Jesus Christ. This is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Amen. See, he did make us priests, kings and priests unto God. You know, that's a high calling. And everything we do is based on the love of God. A king without love, he has a form of power. But when you have the love of God, everything is greater. When love is the foundation of what you do, the things that follow love will be great. It's something that God can use. He says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Jesus is alive. He's coming back. Even the people who pierced him will see him come back. This means that people in hell will see him return. They're going to be able to see it on the big screen wherever they are. They will see him return. The Lord is coming soon. And this is a serious thing. Now, look at the position that the Lord is in. He can't let anything impure come into heaven. That's why we need to operate according to the love of God and be the living will of God. We need to act on our love. And whatever we do, let it be motivated by the foot washing love of Jesus Christ. Because it's important. Let us love each other. If we got foot washing love, we can learn who God is. We don't need the, you know, Lucifer. I use these two extremes. Lucifer said what he would do, how he would be promoted above everybody and be like God. And then you got the foot washing love of Jesus, the blood washing love of Jesus. Now, we can't wash people in our blood like Jesus did, but we can wash their feet. We can represent his love. We can't die on the cross for people. It wouldn't work if we tried. But we can tell people what Jesus did and operate according to the foot washing love of Jesus. And you know, the Pharisees, they would help people that could help them. But we need to help people who cannot help us. You know, there are many preachers. I thank God for everybody who do the work of the ministry. If you follow God, you will prosper. But my hat is off to those who prosper to be a blessing. You know, that's more important to me than lavishing yourself. 4 or 5 rich, lavish mansions. You can't sleep in but one house at a time, one bed at a time, drive one car at a time. Where does it stop? What are our goals? The love of God was